This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. President Bush visits German Chancellor Angela Merkel today. Among other things, they're talking Iran. The president said at a news conference he wants to solve the nuclear issue peacefully, but he stressed again that, quote, all options are on the table. This comes after President Bush got some support from European leaders on more aggressive sanctions against Iran. China and Taiwan are on the verge of a major agreement. They're in official talks today, the first such dialogue in nearly a decade. A new deal could mean more flights and tourism. Now, that may not sound like a big leap, but there's been nothing like it in more than half a century. Caroline Gluck has more.
Speaking before he left for China, Taiwan's top negotiator Jiang Bingun said he hoped the result of the meetings would bring peace and prosperity for both sides. The trip is being seen as a historic new chapter in relations between the two political rivals after decades of mistrust and tensions. They're expected to result in agreements which would see more Chinese tourists coming to Taiwan and direct weekend charter flights starting as early as next month. They were pledges made by Taiwan's new president, Ma Ying-jeou, as part of his wider promises to revitalize the island's economy and push for a better relationship with China, which regards Taiwan as part of its territory.
Caroline Gluck reporting. A month after a powerful earthquake rocked China's Sichuan province, China says the resulting flood threat is over. Landslides caused by the quake created the danger. More than 250,000 people evacuated. The quake formed a lake. Soldiers had to blast through rock to drain it. The dietary supplement St. John's Wort does not help ADHD symptoms in children and teens. NPR's Allison Aubrey has more on a new study.
St. John's Wort is among the top herbal supplements used by parents to treat symptoms of attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder. Some try it as an alternative to stimulant medications. But in a small study, researchers at Bastyr University found that St. John's Wort is not at all effective in lessening the severity of symptoms. The researchers tracked the behavior of a group of 54 children and teens for 8 weeks. Half of them were given daily supplements of St. John's Wort, and the other half were given placebo pills. Neither the kids nor their parents knew whether they were getting the dummy pills or the real thing. Throughout the study, parents filled out ratings about their child's inattentiveness and hyperactivity. Researchers found no differences between the two groups in these ADHD rating scales.
NPR's Allison Aubrey reporting. To sports, where the LA Lakers beat the Boston Celtics in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. The Celtics now lead the best of seven series, 2-1. Game 4 is in Los Angeles tomorrow night. Hockey fans are mad at Tiger Woods. A reporter asked the top golfer what he thought about the Stanley Cup Finals. Woods said he didn't care and didn't think anyone watches anymore. Hockey fans didn't like that at all. Woods says he's gotten a lot of grief from them. Now he's backpedaling a little bit. He says hockey is great to see in person. He just doesn't like watching it on TV. That is your news and your sports. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.